I call the hearing of October 25th, 1923 back to order. Agenda item four was deferred at the agent's request. Now proceed to agenda item number five, PR-2019-001996, SD-2023-001185, extension of preliminary plat, sketch plat 525-22, preliminary plat 11-2-22, vacations of easements 11-16-22, CSI Cartesian Surveys Inc.'s agents for Sunita Green Owner LLC request the aforementioned actions for all of a portion of Tract G and Tract D, Units 1 and 3, Durango Subdivision Zone PD, located in Winnemucca Road between Strader Street and Via Jardine Lane Northwest, containing approximately 3.8066 acres. Property owners Sunita Green Owner LLC, Multi Green Properties LLC, request of a preliminary plat approval for Durango Unit 2. Mr. Mulhern, would you unmute, give us your name and record or address for the record?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Rancho, New Mexico 87174, serving as agent.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, you want to do a real quick brief overview?
Sure. So we're coming up on the 1 year mark for the preliminary plat approval for this Durango Unit 2 subdivision. And the client is currently sort of refinancing and getting their money, lined up. And so before they can financially guarantee the IIA, which would be the next step in getting this plat, onwards towards final plat approval, they need to handle that. And so we're requesting an extension of that preliminary plat approval. There haven't really been any changes to the plat since it was heard for the preliminary status, and to vacate the portions of easements that were inside that Winnemucca Road right away dedication. And so with that, we await comment and guidance. Thank you.
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. On the vacations, usually they have a 1 year shelf life. Can you talk to that action?
Yeah, this was Ryan with Cartesian. Yeah, we expect, just because we're going over that 1 year mark, that we'll need to re-request those vacations of easement. We'll likely provide the same justifications and everything. I don't remember there being any particular friction about vacating them. It was just kind of a something that was added because the road was absorbing these easements. I did want to ask if, I guess, this counts as the preliminary meeting, that when we go to request the vacations again, that this would cover that, or do we need to come back to DFT with a quick meeting to kind of refresh that before we submit for vacation easement again?
So this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I'll have the planning department weigh in on that. So I think the specific question is whether or not you meet the PRT designation in the checklist. Is that a fair articulation?
Right, and the PRT related to a preliminary plat, Ryan. If you're meeting your requirement for sketch plat for your preliminary plat through this discussion today.
Well, I
Is that the
think the
question?
preliminary plat, approval is getting extended, right? So I'm not so worried about
Oh,
the
okay.
preliminary plat. It's the vacations that we would need to request down the road, because they will have expired if one of them might have already. But I know we had vacations easement approved at the same time as this preliminary plat. So I was asking, I guess, how we handle the pre-meeting that we need to handle for vacation actions. Looks like Jace got his hand up.
Yeah, this is Hearing.
I'll let Mr. Rodenbeck give a final answer, but I would think so that
Yeah,
this would cover that.
Mr. Rodenbeck, you want to weigh in?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I concur. A PRT can suffice for the pre-application meeting requirement for a vacation of easement. The only application specifically required to have a sketch plat that I'm aware of is a major preliminary plat. We advise sketch plats for any kind of DHO action, honestly, but you're not required to go through a sketch plat. A PRT could suffice for the pre-application meeting requirement.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I concur with that, and I think that's something that I'd like to work with staff on the IDO update to get a little bit more clarification on that. We've run into that several times as well. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, anything else?
This run with Cartesian. No, we're just looking to extend the preliminary plat approval, hopefully another year, just so that our client can get their finances in order and get that IAA moving and recorded eventually, so we can go to final plat. Thank you.
Hey, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I'll open it up to the general public. Anybody in the general public wishing to comment on agenda item number 5, please unmute and turn your camera on. Seeing none, we will go to the Water Authority, Mr. Hull.
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. We have no objections to the extension of the preliminary plat.
This is Bohannon. Hearing Officer will go to court enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I have no objections to the proposed action.
Hearing Officer Bohannon will proceed to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections regarding the requested action. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll go to Hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Yiguan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll proceed to transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. No objection.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll proceed to planning.
Good morning. This is Hannah Olick with planning. Since all required criteria is being met by the applicant, planning approves to extend the period of validity for this preliminary plat. Per IDO 6464, the applicant has submitted a written request before the expiration of the original approval. And then the extension is considered and the decision is being made by the same decision-making body. Therefore, planning has no objections.
Thank you, Ms. Olick, and nice to have you testify. Mr. Mullard, any additional questions?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. So, this is my first one of these. I'm not familiar with what's the extension term? Is it another full year?
That is, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That is my understanding, yes. Mr. Rodenbeck, you want to weigh in?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to confirm, Ryan, two things. One, you mentioned the vacation of easement. You can extend those. I can't remember one ever being extended, but it can be extended for the IDO. Secondly, regarding the expiration date or the extension date period of your preliminary plat, the way we've handled these is it's a year from now plus the 15-day appeal period. Because it's not technically really effective until you get through that appeal period. That's how we've handled them in the past. I defer to Jolene and Shahab on that as well if they want to, offer any feedback or clarification. But that's how we've treated them in the past. We go a year plus a 15-day appeal period. So it's going to be approximately, I'm just throwing a date out here, but November the 10th or thereabouts of 2024. Which will be the expiration date for the plat now.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So I'm going to probably move for that extension. It'll be 1 year, and then I'll identify plus the appeal period. So that date can be calculated, but I won't put it in the final decision. And with the understanding that any vacations that need to be reapplied for will be current at and or approved before final plat.
So this is Ryan with Cartesian. So I guess just to get some clarification. So if we can extend those easements, is that a similar process to extending the preliminary plat where we need justifications, or is that administrative today?
No, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. No, that's a separate action in front of a separate hearing officer. That's in front of the ZHE. And so you will have to make, wait a minute, Oh, no, excuse me. That would be a separate application in front of this DHO. Sorry. So you would have to make a new application, but let me let Mr. Biazar weigh in if I'm off base.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So typically easements, vacations, and all that stuff are approved either with the plat or prior to plat. So I would recommend that we'll have the Mr. Ryan Moll apply for those and approve the the extensions of the vacations and the preliminary plat at the same time.
Okay, so this is Hearing Officer Bohanna. So that would be a subsequent action to be concurred with soon before those vacation dates expire. So if I'm hearing you correctly, Mr. Biazar, they need a new application for that vacation extension.
That's correct. I think we should have that applied for and approve the preliminary plat extension along with those.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Mulhern, did you have any follow-up questions?
Sir, I'm all with Cartesian Surveys. So just so we're clear, are we, I guess, reapplying for extension of the plat again, or is it being deferred today, or what am I hearing here?
No, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. This is what I am proposing is we will get you the preliminary plat extension today, which will give a 1 year date plus the 15-day appeal period. But you would need a separate application to extend the vacation actions that would be heard in the next, whenever you could get that in by the DHO. Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think I thought Mr. Biazar meant that we would actually defer this preliminary plat extension in November the 8th, allow Mr. Mulhall to get in the vacation of easement extensions, and then we would hear them all again together and approve them together, all the extensions together. Mr. Biazar?
This is Shahab Biazar. I concur with Mr. Rodenbeck.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Okay. So Mr. Mulhern, what we'll do is I think, and I apologize, sometimes we all get caught up in some of the rules and making sure the protocol is followed. So what I'm hearing is you need to file an updated to your application to add the vacations to that preliminary plat extension. I'll move that to November 8th. I'll defer this to November 8th to let you have you get that additional application in.
Okay. This ran with Cartesian. So I guess my only concern with that is, you know, we got our preliminary plat approval.
Right.
Actually, I think it was the 8th. I thought it was the 2nd at first. Or it was the 16th. So never mind. I was just concerned that, you know, we would have passed that 1 year mark, but I think we got approval on the 16th.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That actually was one of the reasons why I was going to approve it today, was to make sure that we didn't go over that 1 year extension. Mr. Rodenbeck?
So this is Jay Rodenbeck. Regarding the preliminary plat extension, that's not an issue with the preliminary plat expiring because you got the application submittal in. That's what we gauge the expiration on, is getting us an application submittal. You don't have to be approved by the DHO before the plat expires. Secondly, regarding the vacation of easements, so long as you get that application or applications in to, you know, our application intake email before the deadline expires for those, then we're okay on that.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That's good education for the general public listening as well. So it's getting an application in before the hearing date.
Yeah.
That's accepted.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mulhern, any final questions?
No, thank you all. It's a little convoluted, so I appreciate everybody clarifying everything on how this all lines up. Thank you very much.
Okay, in the matter of agenda item number 5, I'll move deferral till November 8th for the applicant to include the vacation extension request for the vacations on the project. Okay, we'll proceed to agenda item 6.